This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Doug Steffen presents the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn on duty and at the controls of her brain, and Victoria Keelan likewise at the behest of all of us. We love finding out what's going on in the brains of these ladies. Kara Schillen's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jen, what do you have for trending stories?
Well, Ronny Jackson is trending, and you might know that name because he is the White House doctor who gave that glowing report on the status of President Trump's health just a few months ago at the White House. He is also the pick by the Trump administration to become the new head of the VA after David Shulkin resigned.
Maybe not so fast there.
Right.
Looks like there will be a sidestep.
There might be a little bit of a problem. We've been spending a lot of time talking about cabinet appointments in the last couple of weeks, but the focus has been on Mike Pompeo, who's the former CIA director and Secretary of State nominee. It looks like his nomination is going to move through. It looks like he will be confirmed by the Senate this week. Well, now we think, what else could go wrong when for the Trump administration? Well, Ronny Jackson is being scrutinized. He's saying this is a hit job by one of his other political opponents, or I guess maybe colleague opponents, because I guess he's not a political guy. But there were two White House physicians on staff at the same time. They didn't like each other. Ronny Jackson was one, and he says that the other person is now trying to take him down by spreading false rumors about him. The rumor about Ronny Jackson is that he was over-prescribing addictive drugs and that he'd have an occasional little schnip, if you will, on duty. He'd have a drink while he was on, while he was on the payroll.
Right.
Now, he's denying it, and President Trump yesterday at the White House, when he was giving his joint press conference with Emmanuel Macron, was asked about the appointment of Ronny Jackson. He said, look, I stand by this guy. He's my pick. He's a great guy. I'll always stand behind him. But if it were me, I wouldn't put myself through it because he's just a regular guy. He's not used to the process. But he said it'll be his decision whether or not he wants to fight it out. Well, as of yesterday afternoon, Ronny Jackson said he is going to fight it and he wants this position.
What do we know about this guy? I never heard of him before.
No one said anything bad until Trump made him a pick for the VA. Everybody always talked about how great he was, and he served as the White House physician for Bush, Obama, and Trump.
Really?
So I think people liked him. But now,
is there anybody that doesn't have something that's somewhat arbitrary and capricious in their background? Is there anybody who doesn't have something there? We're not perfect. And
he acknowledged he was in this dispute with this other doctor, too. So there is no doubt that there's bad blood there. It's just we don't know if Ronnie's telling the truth or if this other guy is.
Mm-hmm. Well, be interesting to see, but there certainly is, in all the usual places, plenty of bad stuff being blabbed about with regard to this guy. I don't know him, as I said, until today, I never heard of the guy, one way or another. And so that's the way it is. When you look around at other things, I've heard of Pompeo. A lot of people talk about the state dinner and Melania's hat, the wine and stuff. So, okay, so what else is going on that we need to brief people on this Wednesday, the 25th of April, Victoria? Got a good one from the grab bag?
I have a couple more if you
can.
Oh, you
Jen,
do, Jennifer?
Jen's
keep going, Jennifer.
I like to operate in threes, you know.
All right,
Bill Cosby trending today, and that is because his trial is going to jurors. They sent that to the jury yesterday. Montgomery County prosecutors lashed into Bill Cosby in their final pitch to the jurors, painting him as a serial sexual predator who hid for decades behind his reputation as America's dad to lure unsuspecting young women into situations where they were powerless to resist his advances. They said the assistant district attorney is Kristen Fedden. She said, quote, he is nothing like the image he plays on TV. The jury is made up of seven men.
We heard that. Where's something new? Is there anything new here? Everybody,
well, it's that it's going to the jury now.
Oh, okay.
So there you have it. We'll find out the fate of Bill Cosby in that case. Now, also trending, and you may not be hearing too much about this because I think people tend to just kind of gloss over her name, but she's been in the trending box on Twitter and on Facebook for the last maybe 5 days. Joy Reid. You all know who Joy Reid is?
No.
She's the host of AM Joy on MSNBC, and she's a very left-leaning commentator. She hosts the weekend show there on MSNBC.
No, on MSNBC, somebody's left-leaning? My God.
Well, apparently, she has written in her blogs, and again, I haven't seen these, so this is the accusation. She's accused of writing homophobic posts back in 2007, 2008, and 2009 about Congressman Charlie Crist. She claims she did not write these entries in her blog called The Reid Report. She instead alleges that nefarious actors planted them to damage her reputation, but she did apologize for them, so that's a little strange. Now, this is causing a huge backlash. The LGBTQ advocacy group PFLAG National has rescinded this allyship award that she was given just a few weeks ago because of these blog posts. She's still claiming she's sorry, but she says that she doesn't think that they were hers, and this is kind of hurting her right now because she has a lot of connections with the LGBTQ community, and it seems that they're pulling away from her rather quickly.
Really? Wowie zowie. All right. The other item here that I see that I'm wondering about, Supreme Court today is going to hear arguments from the state of Hawaii that's the lead challenger in the Trump administration's travel ban, which, if you've forgotten, targets people from Muslim-majority countries, and there are a lot of Muslims that are going to Hawaii. Why not go to Hawaii? It's beautiful.
Hawaii's gorgeous.
Yes, it is. Let's go to Hawaii. So anyway, they're suing the federal government so that the Supreme Court now hears this. It'll be interesting to see how it shakes out. Anybody want to put any money on which way it goes? Jennifer?
I don't know.
Against?
I think it probably will work against the Trump administration initially. I think once it gets to the Supreme Court, that'll probably be a different story.
It's going to the Supreme Court today.
Yeah. Oh, the Supreme Court will see it today. Then I think I think it might be closer to ruling in favor of the Trump administration. Mm-hmm. Or they might kick it back to a lower court, which they tend to do over controversial decisions.
Right. Why get in the hot water? Send it back to somebody else to boil.
Exactly.
What's your thought on this, Victoria?
I actually was just going to say, I think they'll probably kick it to another court. Because I just don't think that they want to touch this. So, I don't know. We'll see.
The truth is, if the Supreme Court rules, they would rule in favor, probably, of the Trump administration. They haven't wanted to do this. You saw them do this with some of the DACA stuff. Because they know if they actually see it, they're going to have to make a really unpopular decision.
So, does anybody know who the rapper Meek Mill is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
He was released from prison yesterday after the state Supreme Court in Pennsylvania.
It's
overruled.
Been a big case.
All right, so explain.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a rap fan, so I haven't been following it that much, but he has certainly been in headlines for at least the last few months.
Well, the problem was that he wanted to get out of jail post-bail, and the people in the jail or the people at the courthouse said no. So they took it to Supreme Court, and they overruled the decision to deny him bail. So now he's out. He went to a 76ers game last night.
Not only did he leave prison, but he had a helicopter pick him up from prison to fly him to the 76ers game.
Wow.
So
right.
He went out
the way
in
to go.
Style.
That reminds me, it's like a movie, right? You see the helicopter land in the courtyard and snap up the bad guy and leave. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about you and your business for a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have your own business, if you're like millions of other people who listen to this program who have your own small business, this is just for you. Right up your alley. EasyEmail.tech. EasyEmail.tech, T-E-C-H-L, like as in technology, will get you away from, for not a lot of dough, your Gmail account, your Yahoo account, AOL, Hotmail, whatever you have, that makes you seem like everybody else in your business. You want to have a unique handle, a unique identity, a unique way of people spotting you when you go online and you're looking for plumbers. And it's all this.com and that one.net and blah, blah. So if you're plumber, he goes, wait a minute, who's this guy? He must be twice as good as everybody else because he's got two plumbers in his name. I don't know whether that, maybe that works that way, but it's how people think about you that makes them decide whether they want to call you and have you do something for them or whether they want to engage you or not. So use easyemail.tech, and or you can go there to their website and see how it works. Or you can call them at 844-344-7607. They get you all set up with your own .com, .shop, .tech, .whatever. You want an email, and the way things work now, you can have the handle that you want. Easy email. Call them at 844-344-7607. You'll find it refreshing because you'll actually talk to somebody in English that's based in America. Dear, what a concept. 844-344-7607. Easyemail.tech.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
There is a sound no business owner should ever hear. It could mean you're out of ink, paper, or maybe that old printer is done for good.
I think we lost him.
Go to Staples. Staples has low prices every day on a great selection of ink, paper, and the latest printers. Now at Staples, get the HP LaserJet Pro M203DW for $129.99. Staples, your total printing solution.
While supplies last, valid on SKU 2444436. Expires 4/28/18.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Conjunction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, how's that function?
I got three favorite cards that get most of my job.
The man who taught thousands and thousands and thousands of children about grammar and math has passed away. Bob Duro, dying at the age of 94. He's the creator of Schoolhouse Rock. His granddaughter didn't disclose his exact cause of death, but said he was diagnosed with cancer last year. From Conjunction Junction to I'm Just a Bill, his upbeat tune, self-educated.
Sitting on Capitol Hill. Everybody knows that, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. It was on in the 70s and came back in the 90s. The songs live on YouTube, millions of views every day. He was actually, Bob Duro was a jazz pianist and a vocalist, wrote his first Schoolhouse Rock tune after a New York advertising executive approached him in 1971. Executive said his sons couldn't multiply, asked Duro to set the multiplication tables to music. How fabulous was that? He ended up writing Three's a Magic Number. Remember that? Listen. Bob Duro. Yeah. Very good stuff. But 94 had a good life. Bob Duro passing away, creator of Schoolhouse Rock. 21 after the hour here on the DJB Show.
Elementary, my dear. 2 times 6 is 12. Elementary, my dear.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. You know, I believe buying a home is almost always a better idea than renting. But if the fear of a big down payment is holding you back, I've got some good news. Today, the average down payment for first-time home buyers is a lot less than 20%. And here's the best part. Our mortgage experts at Quicken Loans can help you find a variety of mortgage options that may require as little as 3% down. Now add to that Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes, which will give you an edge over other buyers. Here's something else to consider. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So don't let the fear of a high down payment hold you back. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Ronnie 3 and change after the hour. You're listening to the DJB show with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and Doug Steffen. This is Moby in the background. Moby is selling a variety of musical equipment and gear he's used all through his career to raise money for the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, which is a Scientology organization. Did you know that, ladies? Physicians
yeah.
Committee for Responsible Medicine is an outreach of the Scientology Church. Sale launches on Thursday on Reverb.com. This is the equipment I've used to make my records. I'm guessing Moby is probably a Scientologist.
I didn't know he was a Scientologist, actually.
I'm going to bet that he is if he's giving this equipment to the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, then he's a Scientologist. Not that that discredits him. A lot of people want to discredit Scientology. There's a lot of things about it that are pretty stiff.
Yeah.
But a lot of people tell you it's made their lives better. So who knows? I experimented with it.
I didn't know that.
Find out, and I didn't like it.
Yeah. I always think of him as such a free thinker.
Yeah.
And he sort of has always bucked the trend of so many different institutional thinking. So that's very surprising. But
yeah. Well, listen. Among the lots is an 80s-era Ibanez guitar. I don't know that brand. Is that a big brand like Gibson?
Yeah. Ibanez is a big brand.
Ibanez?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you play the guitar?
What instruments? I
do not. Do you ever play any instruments at all?
Zero.
Nothing.
Zero instruments. I faked the flute in fourth grade, and that's about it.
That sounds like a great story. I faked the flute in the fourth grade, film at 11. Kara, do you ever play any instruments?
I played clarinet in middle school and high school, and I learned guitar, but don't ask me to play it, because that was a while ago.
Yeah. The clarinet goes doodle, doodle, doodle. Yeah.
That's exactly what it sounded like, doodle, that's doodle,
right.
Doodle.
Exactly.
And mine just sounded like air because I was faking it.
Fake news, fake music. Next up, musically, Prince again in the spotlight. His family filing a wrongful death lawsuit against the hospital and Walgreens, the pharmacy store. Investigators announced there would be no criminal charges, but these suits. Then we have one other one we were talking about against the doctor, I think it was, last week, civil suit.
That was Well, originally what happened was that they were looking for, I think the family was waiting to file these charges because they wanted to see if there were going to be criminal charges. And then when the court said that there isn't one individual that they could actually charge with the death of Prince or the responsibility, now the civil stuff is happening. Wrongful death stuff.
Really?
Apparently, well, Walgreens, though, there were a lot of mistakes along the way, and Walgreens didn't keep track of how many prescriptions he was filling, which they're supposed to. So there's a lot of stuff here that maybe could have prevented his death.
The Trinity Medical Center, which is where he died, and yes, the Walgreens that gave him all of these pills were responsible for the overdose. That's what they say. The estate also accuses the doctor at the medical center, Nicole Mancha, and a Jane Doe employee in a lawsuit as the ones who misidentified the pill Prince had taken prior to his overdose. So that's what are you gonna do? How much money? They get millions out of these places like Walgreens and a hospital. They get a lot of money out of that.
Yeah.
All right. Also, musically, for the fourth year running, the Outlaw Country Cruise, setting sail in January of next year. When it does, it'll have stacked a lineup of drive-by truckers, Margot Price, Lucinda Williams. They're all going to be on board. This is run by Stevie Van Zandt's Renegade Circus and Sixth Man, the Outlaw Country Cruise, sailing from Tampa to Nassau in the Bahamas and Great Stirrup Cay. Also on board, Bobby Bear, Steve Earle, the Flatliners, Nikki Lane, Old 97s, Shooter Jennings, Elizabeth Cook. This is a big thing. 35 different acts are going to be on this Norwegian boat. The Norwegian Pearl will depart January 27th. To the 1st of February. So if you want to, this is the time to book those things. If you're a big country fan, you want to look for the Outlaw Country Cruise. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
In today's automotive news, technology features such as navigation and Bluetooth started out in high-end vehicles before trickling down to every level of car. Today's modern car is watching the world as you drive it, thanks to cameras, radar, and sensors. New car models are scanning the environment, making millions of computations and identifying dangers. Lincoln now has decided to equip their Navigator with Slingbox streaming system, which will enable streaming cable television and video while you're on the road. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. GEICO waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the GEICO legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 34 after the hour on the Wednesday, April 25th, DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen, here to present to you Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen as we discuss some of the issues of the day. Speaking of today, the day is National Administrative Professionals Day, also known as Secretary's Day. I didn't even think they were called secretaries anymore.
They're
they
not.
Called administrative assistants or something?
Right, yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Or admins. How did,
what happened? Why was secretaries that handle bad? What did that imply?
I don't know when it changed, but I think it. I don't know. I don't know when that shift happened. It's definitely
about the same time midgets went out.
Oh
right?
Boy!
Retarded.
Okay.
I'm just saying that at the same time, throw all that stuff out and come in with something new. Anyway, it's a day to recognize. You're so easy.
I love doing this to me because like it really gets under my skin.
It's a day to recognize the work of secretaries, administrative assistants, receptionists, administrative support. National Administrative Professionals Day, often celebrated with gift to one's assistant, such as flowers, gift certificates, gift baskets. Okay, so bosses, don't be adult. Today, get your assistant something nice. Take her to lunch. Give her a bottle of wine. Give her a bouquet of flowers.
I don't know if that's a bottle of wine, though.
No wine?
Right? I don't know. Does that send a weird message?
Is that politically incorrect, too?
Jeez. Well, does it? I'm just saying, does it send a weird message in the sort of age of Me Too? Like,
maybe.
Here, let's, I don't know.
All right.
Flowers,
so
yes.
Let's talk about administrators in schools. How do you deal with a high school student who sends a promposal? Carrie, you want to read the actual verbiage in this? This is from Florida.
No, I'm trying to remember. It's so, I can't even say it because people are so stupid. If I was black, I'd be picking cotton. But I'm white, so I'm picking you for prom. I just... And now I hope that every college who sees this kid says, well, I'm not picking you.
Oh, my God. What kind of families? I mean, we chuckle about some of the politically correct stuff because some of it's pretty silly. I mean, secretaries, administrative assistants, or whatever. But who in this day and age who has half of a brain sends out a message like that,
and
even if you're in high school?
He's one of these kids who then he, you know, goes on and apologizes and says, oh, I'm just a joker. Everyone who knows me knows I'm just a joker.
Well,
and
maybe
I didn't
it
mean...
is.
Yeah, except I get so annoyed by that rationalization because I'm like, look, if you're really a joker, then you should know what's funny. And this isn't, like, what's funny about it? I mean, we joke in, like,
right.
Oh, my God, how could someone be so stupid kind of way? But I don't know. For me, I don't really get what's super funny about, like, joking about, you know, black people in the days of slavery picking cotton.
Right. And my brain doesn't even operate that way. Like, I wouldn't, in a million years, I wouldn't even think of something like that. So, to me, this kid's a blatant racist. If that's how your brain works, and then you try to dismiss it as, oh, that's just my sense of humor, really? I don't know.
That's always interesting to me, too, is then his parents come out and say, you know, we love our son dearly, but, like, we know that this isn't what he's really like, and I understand that there's groupthink, and, you know, sometimes kids in high school do stupid things, but I also feel like very much so your kids learn things at home,
and
if you say, oh, our son isn't like this at all, the parents of, not comparing this kid to Dylan Roof, but his parents were also like, he's a sweet boy who's never done anything except he went to a church and killed a bunch of black people. So it's just, I don't know, you learn things at home.
Let's ramp it up one.
So true.
There's a golf course in Pennsylvania. The fellow who ran the golf club called the police on five black women for playing golf. They were members of the golf course.
Yeah, and you know why he called the police on them? Because they were too slow when they were playing golf, apparently.
Look, I don't play golf, but I've been on golf courses.
How you play golf too slow?
Oh, my God.
Well, everybody, everybody plays it too slow. Right, but the standard rule is if you are holding someone else up behind you, you let the other foursome just go ahead of you.
That's all.
It's really, like, it's such a simple thing.
Why
the police? I know.
All right, so I want to, as long as we're in the politically incorrect mode, might as well keep this going. How many people know what polyamorous relationships are?
Yeah, hello, Big Love and Sister Wives.
Well,
remember that show, Big Love, on
Big
HBO?
Love. Yeah, exactly.
With Bill Paxton, who now died.
Bill Paxton, It was he was a Mormon, as I remember correctly.
I don't know if he, I think they separated
think
that on the show,
did they?
Right?
All right, okay.
But yes, polyamorous.
So do you know anybody, either of you, who's involved in a relationship, a girl that has two guys and they know about each other, or a guy's got two girls and they know about each other? Do you know anybody who lives their lives
not at the same time
like that? Oh, but this is becoming a thing now. There are a lot of some of the dating sites ask you if polyamorism, polyamorism?
Yeah.
Is okay with you. And there's a lot of curiosity. So I'm looking online at questions that are asked of people who admit to being in polyamorous relationships. One, isn't that sort of like cheating? So how would you respond to that? If both people know what's going on, if everybody knows the story, then is it like cheating?
No, if everyone's agreeing to it, then...
Yeah.
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 It definitely would not be for me.
But isn't it for people who are younger? I don't see this as something that really works for people who are older. Maybe I'm just looking at it from...
I would think the opposite. I would think that older people it might work for better.
Uh-huh. How do you decide who's your favorite partner? That's
the thing. Like, whenever, whenever you see these reality shows of sister wives or whatever, the husband who has the three wives always claims that there are no favorites. But you know there has to be.
I was talking about this recently with someone the other day, actually. And, you know, in those sister's wives situations, one of them is always the actual wife, and then the other ones are just kind of like the side lady girlfriend.
Because you can legally
only have one. Yeah. And so there's this weird dynamic of, like, jealousy between the women, because one of them, the one who is, like, the original wife, is always the, you know, the favorite. And so she's the one who actually gets, like, more of a say in everything, and then the other women are just kind of, like, there. I don't understand why any one or any woman would put up with being in a situation like that. I'm like, this guy cannot be that great that you, you know, are fine with
and these guys are never hot. Like, I understand going on The Bachelor much more than I understand a polyamorous situation.
I'm wondering about what happens if one of them gets pregnant, and what do you do?
Well,
about
they all have they all have separate houses usually, and they have kids with each one of them. Mm-hmm. So it's
and what
weird.
About families? If you were involved in a situation like that, what would Nancy, Fancy Nancy, say, Victoria?
Well, after she came to from fainting, I think she she'd probably want to lock me up in an institution.
Yeah, I'm looking
Why would I want
pictures.
To do that?
I just happened to Google this. I'm looking at some of the pictures of the men and the women. The women aren't that hot either.
Maybe that's why you get stuck in it. But I always just wonder, you know, talking about families, I wonder what it's like to be the kid. Because you're going to grow up in this family with, like, multiple mothers and, like, one father. And just, I don't know, you're going to be isolated for your whole life because no one else is going to have that same experience as you.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, a lot of them are homeschooled.
Yeah.
So, they you know, it's a weird situation.
All right. Let's straighten out some things. We're going to focus on Facebook actually in a few moments, and community standards that we've been talking a lot about. Get to the nitty gritty of that after I remind you of this is not a task. This is not a job. This is a pleasure for me to remind you how to get a good night's rest. If you're not getting a good night's rest every single night, then I'm here to tell you about MyPillow. With MyPillow, I have been sleeping very well lately. I wrap myself around the MyPillow. I do that. I find it comforting, much as anything else. But then you got one for your neck and your head. You got one to wrap yourself around. You need to have a number of pillows on your bed so you can get a great night's sleep. And now, for you and the person you sleep with, if you're sleeping with somebody, all the people in your home, you need to make sure they're getting a good night's rest. You need to make sure they have the best pillows around, and the best pillows are from MyPillow. Order MyPillow today. Receive 4 for the price of 2. Yep. Get the MyPillow 4-pack. Save 50% when you go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's DJV. No more tossing and turning around. Better night's rest. Use MyPillow. Get them for everybody in your family. And by the way, when you go to MyPillow.com, look at all the other things that they have there that you can buy at 50% off using that code DJV. Everything at MyPillow.com for a great night's rest is at 50%. DJV is the code. Go to MyPillow.com.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. Whee! Oh, you melted me. I've melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done. Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
45 after the hour, almost. We're getting close. This is the DJV show. Joining Victoria and I now is Monica Bickert, who is Facebook's head of product policy and counterterrorism. Good heavens. This is a very interesting, especially in light of what's going on in the news. Monica, you must have a tough job.
Hello. Thanks so much for having me. Well, the job is always interesting.
I would bet that it's interesting and challenging. How'd you come by? What's your background? I'm just curious as to how someone would get to a job like that. Is this something new or you've been doing it for a while?
I've been in the job now for about 5.5 years, and before that I was a federal criminal prosecutor for the U.S. Justice Department for a little more than a decade.
Wow. This sounds like making a good TV show.
they should make a TV show on you, just your resume.
Yeah.
This is cool.
Right, exactly. All right, so let's get to the bottom of this issue with Facebook and standards. There's been a lot of this in the news. You've had to confront a lot of questions from people. So explain first, if you would, please, what are the community standards that Facebook has, and what issues are they supposed to cover?
Sure. So we've had this set of community standards, well, at least as long as I've been with the company, and quite a bit longer. And basically the standards are the rules of what you can and cannot post when you come to Facebook. For instance, no bullying, no harassment, no hate speech, no threats of violence, those sorts of issues. What we have not done until now is publish the details of how we enforce those policies. You know, any piece of content on Facebook can be reported. If you report it, it comes into one of our people who reviews it and decides if it violates our policies. And now you can see the rules that our reviewers are applying when they make those decisions.
So Facebook is doing this because it has to. It wants to. A lot of people want to know the story behind the story, especially since your boss went to Congress last week. The focus was on him and the company. The company, it seems that in a lot of people's minds, they're one and the same. You see Mark Zuckerberg, you see Facebook. Is that fair? Is that right? Is that how you look at this situation?
Well, I'll say that it is probably won't surprise you. It actually takes quite a long time to put together standards like this. So, yes, Mark recently testified, and yes, we've been hearing a lot of interest from people about our content standards. But this particular effort is something that's been in the works for the better part of a year. I would say probably around September, we started in earnest trying to find ways to make sure that our internal language that our reviewers use was something that would be easily understood by an outside audience. And then we started showing that language to safety experts and organizations around the world. Now I think more than 100 organizations have seen that language even before we published it yesterday.
All right. So what happens when somebody believes their content is removed in error? You're making the decisions, but if somebody believes you made a mistake, what do they do?
Well, now, as of yesterday, if we remove your post or your photo for violating our standards, we'll send you a message, and you can actually click on that message and say that you want to appeal. In other words, you want us to take another look at it and make sure we made the right decision. And then we'll send it to somebody else on our review team. We'll take another look, and if we made the wrong decision, then we will restore that content.
Want to give us an example of something that might have gone either way?
Sure. Sometimes hate speech can be a difficult policy to enforce because, you know, when we talk about attacks against people based on their protected characteristics, we remove things like the use of ethnic slurs. But somebody might use an ethnic slur to refer to themselves, in which case we would want to leave it up on the site. Or they might be saying, hey, don't use this word, and we would want to leave it up on the site. If we make a mistake with something like that and somebody asks us to take another look, then we would restore that content.
Is this a job that's done by a piece of equipment, or is this done by human beings who are actually looking at all this?
This is done by human beings. We have a team of reviewers, more than 7,500 people, that are sitting around the world and reviewing these reports 24 hours a day and responding to them within 24 hours in most cases.
Huh. All right. Well, is there anything else we need to know about this? We know that now you're looking at it, and I guess that's good news for people who are wondering about what Facebook is up to. Or is that pretty much it?
I would say that we really don't want violating content on our site. If you see something that shouldn't be there, please do report it to us so we can remove it.
All right, Monica, thank you. Monica Bickert from Facebook with the new rules about their community standards here at 10 before the hour.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now.
If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Perfect. The theme from The Godfather, Chucker. So what do we glean from having that to introduce you and our conversation about movies?
Film star Al Pacino turned 78 years young today, Doug.
Al Pacino is 78. Wow.
Yeah.
But he played, I think I said this the other day, maybe I didn't say it to you, I saw the HBO broadcast of Paterno. And how well he got into it. He looks like he's in his 80s, but he's not that far off from it anyway. If he's in his 70s, I guess I knew he was that old. But he plays 84-year-old Joe Paterno. Have you heard anything about that? Have you seen it yourself?
No, I've seen it. I like the film. I don't think it's a great telemovie, but it's a good one. It's very interesting, especially some of the facts that come out in that film, according to the writers of the script. I thought it was a pretty decent watch. But Pacino still consistently acts. He just currently wrapped production on a movie called The Irishman, which he's going to play Jimmy Hoffa, directed by Martin Scorsese. It's a Netflix movie. Co-star, it's him. Joe Pesci came out of retirement for it, and Robert De Niro and Harvey Keitel. That's going to be a very big movie.
That's a club. Those guys belong
this week
to a club. They're all friends, and they've all been in how many movies together? That bunch. They're almost typecast. That bunch.
But if you look at Pacino's career, which is a great one, he hit big in the early 70s with The Godfather, Godfather 1 and 2, Serpico, 73, Dog Day Afternoon, one of my favorite all-time Al Pacino movies. In the 80s, Scarface, which is one of the big pop culture movies to this day, won an Oscar for Scent of the Woman. Here's where, that was 1992, his career started to turn. I think he's a very different actor now than he was back in the 70s and early 80s. He's much more over the top, and I will never forgive him, Doug, for being Adam Sandler's love interest in Jack and Jill in 2011.
All right. So, but I'm back to Harvey Keitel as a member of this group. He's a good actor. Many people think he's a great actor.
He's a good actor, and he was a big part of Martin Scorsese's movies, but I don't think he ever became the household name as some of these other people, like Pacino, De Niro.
Maybe not as big, but certainly people know his name when they see it.
And
the other person who's in this group is Lorraine Bracco. She's always with these guys. Have you noticed that?
She was awesome in Goodfellas.
Yeah. I mean, in general, the movies that these people, that she sort of fits. Now she's playing the mayor on Blue Bloods, but, you know, she seems to fit into. But she's also done some stress. She was somebody's mother on a recent TV series. Whose mother was she? Do anybody remember? Lorraine Bracco?
I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Wasn't she Tony Soprano's therapist? Is that the actress?
Yes, she was.
Well,
okay.
Yes, she was. She hit big in The Sopranos. Yep.
Yeah, right. Yeah, a lot of Italian jobs. Okay, Chucker has some more movie news in a moment here.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
My neighbors always ask me, "Hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?"
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
All right, so Chucker, what do we have? What's the latest from your favorite Rotten Tomatoes?
Avengers Infinity War, now tracking around a $225 million opening weekend when it hits theaters tomorrow night. Everybody in the United States, Doug, is probably going to go see this movie except for you. So it's going to be a big one.
Doug won't have anyone to talk to because everyone's going to be in the movie theater.
All right,
Doug will just say it's terrible, you know.
Well, I don't want to see the same thing over and over and over again. That's what those movies all are. It's the same bunch of people beating up.
You know what it looks like, in all honesty? It looks like it's a mad, 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 mad world of superhero movies.
Maybe
you
that's
got,
what it is.
You got everybody in this thing.
Yeah,
so there's going to be high interest.
That's
like 86% positive Rotten Tomatoes.
Comparison from 40 years ago, the movie had every star you could think of at the time, a mad, 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 mad world. Yeah, it was very good. All right, Chucker, you've made sense once again.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.